The week is blessed for you. Take your seat. You can't be turned by God more than you're willing to be turned. And God wants to turn you, but you must be willing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you can't be expecting God, Lord, you will turn me. I know God will, this is my turning point. My marriage will turn for good. My business will turn for good. My academic will turn for good. My finance will turn for good. It does not work that way. It's not just confession. Confession is a proof that you believe it. Faith is a proof, because faith has to do with work. So you work it to show God, yes, I truly believe it. All the men and the women in the Bible who experience divine turning point pay heavy prices. Very heavy. They pay something. Some of them is in prayer. Some is in fasting and praying combined together. Some is obedient that look very painful, but they just have to obey God. They go to obedience. Some, and then they also added righteousness to it. They put their comfort aside. People that cannot fast from 1 to 12. How much more? You say, come and do 3 days fasting. They will ask you, how many ambulance do you have in your church? Stand by. That will carry me to hospital in case I die. We have teenagers, 13 years or so. Who did two of them? Who did what do you call it? 3 days with us this January. Teenagers. A brother and a sister, and they are from the same parents. Fathers will run away. Mothers will run away. But I'm glad that these children are not running away, because they are our future. And when they become something tomorrow, the fathers and the mothers will get angry. Let me bring and come to church. That one is a story. You can bring me to church today, and by tomorrow I become a pastor, and I'll be ordering you. Hey, you can't sit down there. I'm not even a pastor, but I'm an usher. Am I correct? And you're coming. What do you say? Hey, come. You can't sit down there. Go here. If you resist me, I call security. I don't become your guy now. Now God make me your guy. That's how life will. That's why I say to you, there is no classmate in church. Everybody define his own class. You define your class by responsibilities, by being responsible, by work. Glory be to God. What are the turning points in the life of a believer? Number one, you know that not every blessing or promotion can be turned as turning point. There's some blessing you have that is common to everybody. Am I correct? And even you, it's not strange to you. But there are some promotions also. There are also some blessings also that come your way, that everybody will know that this person has been changed. Something new has happened to him or her. That's a turning point. Number one, when perpetual sorrow turned to joy for you. This is not sorrow once in a while. Oh, you didn't say today, you didn't say where you are sorrowful. No. That one is common to man. Everybody go through that one. Nobody is happy 365 days. You don't make yourself happy. But there are issues that come to your in your life within 1 year to make you look sorrowful. Am I correct? You may decide not to be sorrowful about it. That's okay. But when the sorrow becomes perpetual, become the order of life, when things that men have known about you are things that grieve men or even grieve you, some can be barrenness, so. They want to describe you like they came to describe Elizabeth in the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 36. Even in heaven, they knew that Elizabeth was barren. When the angel came to introduce the miracle to her, she said, he said, that woman who is also called what? Are we there in the scriptures? Is it in the scriptures like that? Who was also called barren? Angel, this angel talking. There, I mean, the whole world knew her with this identity, and heaven has known it for her. But this woman was about to encounter her new point. I mean, her turning point. There are issues of life that men know you with, but they are not pleasant. That is perpetual sorrow. Perpetual trouble. They say, Uncle James. I don't know Uncle James. No, Uncle James. He dey work out here every day. He don't get work now. Okay, wait. It goes soon pass. And before they finish talking, Uncle James came. See, I tell you, what time now? 11 o'clock. The woman is going and say, you know that man? He said, which man, mommy? That used to come and collect credit here every time. He said, no, I don't know him. He said, okay. You don't know him? I don't know him. He will soon come. Any boy that come here, you will know him when he come. He will tell you, he doesn't have money. Don't give my goods to what? To him. And behold, Sister Agnes walking. Yes, mommy, give me my gift. He lays all the tea where. Mommy, no day. Okay, give me Gesha. Come, mommy, no day. Add egg. He get added everything together. The money is 13,000. He said, where's money? So I'll bring you your money later. Oh, now you, mama, mother say they come collect everything every day in credit. What do men know you with? Does it gladden your heart when they express it? Or does it make you sorrow when you hear it? Why are you angry with them? Don't angry with them. Angry with the situation. And bring God's hand into it. That mama we don't marry for 20 years. They never have one pikin. It's an identity that brings sorrow. Nobody loves it. If it happened to me, I cannot be singing with it. One day I was praying in somebody's house. It's 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Give God thanks for all things. Am I correct? For this will of God in Christ Jesus. So I was saying it, my heart bleeds. I said, God, even I mean this thing happened to, will I tell you thank you? I paused in my prayer. And the woman was what, and the husband, they were waiting for me to continue the prayer. I just paused. By the time I carried my head up, water was dropping. And I told them, in Jesus' name, I couldn't continue the prayer. There are issues like that in people's life. That to tell God thank you is what? It's too heavy your mouth to say. But we are obeying because it's a command. Am I correct? What do people know you with? When it becomes perpetual, becomes an identity. That girl will know if he passed WAEC. I know when they worry the head though. He don't write WAEC now more than 18 times. He never passed one day. How do your classmates describe you? People, you know people? Always peeping. One tore my exam paper. During my PG, am I correct? That's a cardinal statement. It's in the house I'm about to work for cardinal state government. Before I put comma, I don't put them. He's an expert in copying. It's not the one that you will be reading your paper. As you are writing like this, before you put comma, you don't put them. God, you know if they come out there. Eh? Just to drag my paper like this, you think, an example, you cannot implicate him. What do they know you with? If they carry him to the back, he will tell me, Pastor, nobody should see that hell. And they come. And final exam, God punish him. They put me and my wife together on the same seat. Because our number follows. We don't bump begin finish. Oh, maybe it's a small chair with the class. Now, BB boys did there. And BB girls. No lecturer can befriend anybody in that class. Because most of them say I'm of menopause age. But the men, they just come and give you key. My wife said, just come and give you key. Take, if you like, carry my motor, go out. That letter now. I don't get food inside. What is he telling you? And they come and drop their phone for you. Say, I can't even call somebody. I can't even flash. I got carry and go. And they come see you for office. Thank you. Those are classy. Then they abuse us. If they abuse us, we get money. We will just embarrass you. It's a class of respect. If it's now, I want to go to school. May God give us wisdom. May Almighty God bless you. There are things you are known with that causes perpetual sorrow. There's no day, remember, that you don't feel pain in your heart. These are things that call for a turning point. When God turned that sorrow to joy for you, you have been torn. But what do you do? It's not by saying amen to pastor's prayers. It's by doing something. I will take an example from Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. That is verse 9. And his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain or in sorrow. Now verse 10. Now Jabez called on the name of the Lord. He called upon the God of Israel. And he made 5 powerful requests. Keep this verse 10 on the screen for us. He didn't blame his mother for naming him sorrow. The problem of his life was not caused by him. It was not because he sinned. It was not because he was a bad boy. His mother caused the problem for him. But we never see in the Bible where he challenged his mother. He obeyed that law of honor your father and what? And your mother. Then he stayed there. But he knew what to do. He went to face God squarely. And he made his 5 requests to God. The Bible says at the end that God granted all that he requested. He paid the price. We don't know how long he stayed there praying. But himself was no longer pleased with his condition of life. And one way you show God that you are not pleased is by doing something about it. By going to him. By seeking his help. You are here now, you have challenges in your life, but 2 hours last year, you did fast one day. Not even 1 to 12. You ate for 365 days. Sleep all the night. Walk all the days. And you want a turning point. It doesn't happen that way. It's not an anthem. It's not a slogan to repeat. It's work to do. The work this man did was that he prayed. Will you be willing to pray? There's no condition of life that cannot change. Nothing you are facing now that cannot change. But will you be willing to pay the price? Some is your business. And in your business, you are the CEO of yourself. But because of love of money, has killed your life. What is more important in your life than money? You will not chase it. Now, tell me, at this my age, which money can I not pursue if I want to pursue it? There's no business I cannot do if I want to do it. I can open a shop now that I will be dying inside. In other words, I will open 6 o'clock in the morning and close by 12 midnight because I'm looking for money. But if it's now, I'm just going to go and look for a wife to marry. Are you hearing me? I'll go and look for a wife to marry at over 60. And of course, well, if I have money, I can marry anybody. No, so? Even 15 years. But if I don't have money, you know it's a problem. Huh? There's now I'm going to give birth and start training my child. When my child will be 25 years old, you add to my age, I will be around 87 years old. If God give me life to live to that time. What joy will I have in giving out my daughter at that age? And if it's a boy, he'll tell you he wants to live 30 years. So I'll be 90 something years when my son will be, and I'll be walking like this and be following what they're doing. But wisdom tells me start that early, then pursue money later. Some of you are not mine now, you are pursuing money, you are wasting your life. Brother, go and marry. Brother, go and marry. You are chasing money around. You can chase money at any time of your life. But you can't have children at every all the times of your life. There are times that you become too late. There are times that you have the children, you will hate the children. You'll be cursing them every day because you can't take care of them again. People are going to school. You are doing a guard in sincere. Your mates are going to school. You have signed your life. Something is important today does not mean that tomorrow it will still be important or even relevant. The man didn't face the blame, but he prayed. What price are you paying to have your desires done? Are you just sighing, just complaining, or just wishing, but not able to put any effort to get it changed? Men are pressing. How hard can you press? Press into the kingdom. Press into your liberty. And get it changed. And change your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. God answer him. God will answer you if you approach him. That's one thing. But the thing is that men will never, never approach God. So the issue of life that causes pain every day of your life. Even though we pretend with lipstick, with our ties, our suit, as if everything is all right, and our makeup, but deep inside us, there's heavy pain. I will just go around with it, doing nothing. Husband and wife cannot lock themselves inside. Say, we are not going out for the next 3 days. Let's see God's face. Now lie. That's why at the time that your wife is going to be pregnant, if you meet her, that is the time you will quarrel. Why won't you quarrel? When God is far from you. You will fight and keep manly for 1 week. After the 1 week, now you start smiling. If I be God, if I enter your house when you start smiling, all of you will lose your front teeth. When you're supposed to smile and have children, you are fighting. You offend one another. And the one with that we do like this. Then when everything is gone, you start smiling. That when the man will go out and buy cereal to the house. The wife will start cooking good soup. Oh my shell. That's so that the devil get hand inside your life. Don't go to any prophet. Me, see me, I'm telling you. That's the diagnosis. And that's the result. Satan get what? He get hand inside that matter. And what you should do is to pray. Where you must fight at every time when good things want to enter your family. Be careful. Want to be turned? God is going to turn every person if you are willing to face him and meet him one on one. This man, his life reflected his name. Does your life also as a believer reflect your name? It's not a matter of changing name. It's to change life we're talking about. And that required a turning point. And the turning point also required a price to be paid by you. This man paid the price. He prayed. We're not told whether he fasted, but if not, he was able to read the heart of God and God answered him. God can change your life. God can change that poverty to prosperity. God can heal you completely. That business that you die in your hand can begin to prosper and do well. But you have not engaged the helper. Engage him. Through the word, through prayers, through fastings, through your lifestyle, through obedience to God's word. Ordinary tithes of you cannot pay. He said, no, now Old Testament. Oh, praise God. And God is watching. Obedience is key. Glory be to God. Don't do things in your life that are not relevant to the change you desire. If you do that, you are not looking, you are not seeking for turning point. Men who seek for turning point, do things that are relevant at every point to that thing they want to be turned. To the change they desire. Ask yourself, what am I doing? This I'm doing. What is the level of what I'm doing to the change I desire in my life? If you can't find anyone, throw it away and move on. Look for something else to do that will change your situation and make you to laugh again. I'm talking about turning point here. God truly wants to turn you. After about Hannah, she left everything. She left her comfort. Go and face the most important thing of her life. Can I tell you, there is no human being on earth who doesn't have the most important need of his or her life. You have 20 needs, I agree. But one of them is the most important to you. Why don't you get that one solved? It will give birth to many of the challenges you have. It will solve them. It will give birth to a solution to them. So many. You want to build a house? You want to marry? Or you are married, you want to train your children, you want to buy a car, you want to do this. And all that you need, everything, revolve around what? Around money. So if God gives you money, will all this problem be solved? Huh? It will be solved. Hannah knew that her life now is not anything, but she wanted to have a child. So she went to God. When everybody were doing partying, they were partying around and eating and drinking. And dancing around, she went and hid before God. And held the altar by the two horns. And said, Lord, if you don't answer me, I will not leave this place. She expressed, she opened up her mind, expressed herself to God. In fact, the priest in the assembly, mistaking her for a drunkard. Because of her expression. Her expression does not look normal again. Hey, men who look for a turning point don't look normal. At the point they're seeking that turning point. They look abnormal. They behave abnormal. You can't be normal and get normal things. Somebody say it takes you to be mad for God. For God to do what? To make you. Hannah became abnormal. She was the only one missing Shiloh in the hall where they are doing their parties and eating and dancing. Everybody were rejoicing. God is once in a year. But she missed out. We go and look for her destiny. When will you be missing in the crowd? Seeking your destiny. Prayer force is here every Monday. You won't come. You are looking for money. And I ask, where is the money? And those who have the money that does not make prayer force. The real money. That one that will never miss prayer force. That the one the church can call. Say, please, this sister has a need. Can they attend to her for me? Sister, meet this person. He or she will attend to you. Help me, please, help her. And because we are leader, they will obey us. Am I correct? And help. They are the one you find in prayer force every Monday. They are the one who will be here on Wednesday for communion service. They are the one who are here now on Sunday. But those who do this issue of money has destroyed their life completely. And I have not seen the money. I have not seen their car outside. They have not called me that they have bought land. Let me come and bless the land. They have not called me that they have built the house. Let me come and dedicate the house for them. Where's your money? That what you are doing is wrong. You must evaluate every action you take. For some time, see now yourself and ask yourself, what improvement has this brought to me? Will it change my story? Will it put laughter in my mouth? And if not, reverse it, do something else. Glory to God. The man prayed. Prayer and God heard him. Number two. What are the turning point in the life of a believer? Number one, we say what? When penury and hardship turns to plenty and prosperity. Oh! When the poor are talking, are you hearing me? The poor people are talking and you appear in their midst and they say, hey, get out, what do you think? Oh, you poor man. That means the poor is calling who? Poor people are calling and that man what? That is a very, the worst stage of life. The poor, the poorest among the poor. When the poor are seated, all of them are very poor in the community. You know them. It's a community, it's a group of poor people. And they are talking, and you mistakenly enter to their midst and want to see that, say, Kai, who be your mate here? The poverty they have seen in your life has become too much. They feel that even they are better. So when penury and hardship, it turns to plenty and prosperity, then you have a counter turning point. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, 12 to 3, and then verse 7. The widow of the prophet, let me summarize for you. The widow of the prophet, whose husband old and died in debt. You can see that this turning point does not even exempt pastors. The husband was a prophet. But that prophet died in debt. He borrowed money or he borrowed things he could not return or pay before his death. He does not spare anybody. But he will spare you if you know what to do. Like I'm telling you what to do now. If I apply it. He won't die. And the people who was owing, the creditors, they came and took his two sons. We don't know how many sons he had, but I think that only two sons he has. And there's no daughter. Took them for slave. To pay for their father's debt. May that not happen to you. May you not suffer the sin of your father. May you not pay for your father's fault. They came and hold them. I ask a question when I read the scriptures. Did this woman knew that her husband was owing before he died? The question is what? I will say yes. When the husband died, what did she do to pay the money? She was just watching. Now, some of us, that was in our life too. Will they come? Will they not come? God, you understand. If you want me to pay, you provide for me. She was dragging. Even they were impatient. They were waiting and they have lost their patience. They came and grabbed the two sons by the neck. I said, they become a slave, not pay money, that's the end. That was when she woke up from her slumber and her sleep and ran to the prophet. He said, they have come. There are people also who are sleeping today, waiting for an embarrassment of their life to wake up. Don't be one of them. Don't wait to be embarrassed before you turn aside and do something about your life. Don't wait. Don't wait. If it's fasting, give it. If it's prayer, give it. If it's unnecessary, give it up. Dwell in the word and pray. Exercise your faith. Take step. Do something about it. And when they say do something about it, I didn't say go to herbalists. I didn't say go to fake prophets. Those who are passing the, there's no prophet in the world, in the Bible, that you are, that becomes a house agent that go around houses to make to prophesy to people and enter people's shop and prophesy where you're going. You give one loaf of bread. You put them like this. You enter in that shop, prophesy and give them. You give them that one. You put them like this. Some of you say, don't give me bread now. Give me gari. I don't really collect bread from your neighbor. You give me gari. And some of you are patronizing them. No true prophet do that. These people are prophets of their stomach. They are looking for what to eat. Well, the woman ran there. Thank God that it was not too late for her to be turned. Some people's case have become too late. I told somebody something in this church one day, and tears were coming out of my eye. Thank God it was on phone. With pain in my heart for my love for that fellow. And I said, it is too late for you. On this matter, it is too late for you. And I gave my analysis. It is not devil involved in your matter. You are the devil of your life. It cannot be reversed. Thank God for this woman, her own was not too late. And the man asked her, what do you have? She said, I have nothing, but I have a pot of oil. She said, that's enough for a miracle. Learn something also. Always ask yourself, what do I have? Everybody looking outside, what will come in? What do you have that you can turn around for your life, for yourself? Sometimes it doesn't have to be money. It can be your talent. Her case was turned around. She became a seller of oil. And God bless her. We never had a report that woman was poor. She left penury, hardship, to plenty and prosperity. Trained her children and took good care of them. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We continue from here next Sunday. The Lord bless you. Rise up, you'll be turned. Your turn is now.